It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The special counsel looking into two separate matters involving ex-President Trump now wants to hear from his former vice president. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy reports.
Last November, shortly after Jack Smith was tapped to lead the federal investigations into former President Trump, the Justice Department began reaching out to former Vice President Pence. At the time, sources familiar said Pence was reviewing the request. Now CBS News has confirmed he's been subpoenaed. Last year, Pence was able to avoid testifying before the House's January 6th panel, which sought to hear from him about the pressure he faced from Trump to reject the electoral vote certificates from certain states.
Also in Washington, there are yet more calls for Republican New York Congressman George Santos to be removed from his seat in Congress, one of them from California Democrat Robert Garcia.
He's lied about 9/11. He's lied about the Holocaust. He's lied about his education. He's lied about his career. And as we all know, just recently, he's been now given classified access to important information and classified information that he should not have.
Several House Democrats have filed a resolution to remove Santos, who insists he is not leaving. Now to southern Turkey, the focal point of rescue efforts after those catastrophic earthquakes this week, now blamed for at least 21,000 lives. Reporting on those rescue efforts, correspondent Chris Livsay.
We were told that a 17-year-old high school girl is still alive beneath the rubble. She managed to message a friend of hers to tell her that. So rescuers are working bucket by bucket with their bare hands, piece by piece, trying to rescue her and anyone else who might still be alive.
Ukraine warns of new Russian attacks to come and soon, and its president Volodymyr Zelensky asked for more Western arms. And also in Brussels,
he received a standing ovation.
Slava Ukraini.
Zelensky's not only seeking European Union membership, but more advanced long-range weapons for Ukraine's fight as the one-year anniversary of the war approaches, and a new Russian offensive could begin at any time.
CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick. Back here, questions about female athletes' menstrual history will no longer appear on medical forms that Florida high school students are required to fill out before participating in sports. Jim Crisullo with more.
The Florida board overseeing high school sports took the action after listening to letters from the public that called the questions, quote, humiliating, invasive, and part of a political agenda. Members of the board of the Florida High School Athletic Association also adopted a resolution that would keep most personal information on medical forms at doctors' offices, not at schools. Jim Crisullo, CBS News.
Asian and Pacific markets are mixed, but more down than up. U.S. market futures are down as well. Dow futures now down 36 points. S&P futures down 5.5. This is CBS News.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Executive Committee will meet on Friday, February 10th at 1 p.m. at the ADRC CW in Wausau. There are two opportunities to take the Lino Cut card-making class at McMillan Library on Friday, February 10th. During the two-hour class, you will make your own relief or block print stamp and use it to transfer print to greeting cards. The class will have two sessions on Friday, from 10 a.m. to noon or 2 to 4 p.m. in the McMillan Makerspace. Visit the library website to register, mcmillanlibrary.org. Teen Game Day is happening online on Friday. Miss Alicia at McMillan Library has a teen group on Discord where she hosts fun games on Steam. The group will play Terraria again this week. Email Miss Alicia at teen@mcmillanlibrary.org to sign up or ask questions. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 13 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 24. Lows level off around 12. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Dry with temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Snow Day Thursday edition. I can't freaking believe it, little buddy.
Snow Day? What are you talking about? In Milwaukee, it's doing nothing but raining. Washed all the salt off my car. Crudy, good to see you. Evan, on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy Thursday.
It is a mess here in Madison, where I'm in the Solidarity Realty Studios, about 15 feet from University Ave, maybe not even 10. When the buses come by and drive through the 4 to 6 inches of loose snow that are still out there on the roads, it just comes slamming up on the windows. I'm that close to the road, Dom. I drive a four-wheel drive Jeep, or at least I am today. I had a little trouble getting to work. But when I got up this morning, my kid's giggling. Dad, you're never going to believe it. Snow day. I'm like, what? I don't believe it. And I look out the window. Streets are, well, maybe damp. I'm like, what? Is it icy out there? What am I missing? And then it started snowing, thunder snowing. Thunder snowing, at least in Middleton.
It's so weird.
It was
so weird.
Thunder snowing. And by like early afternoon, we had like approximately 6-8 inches. Although, as I mentioned, Dom, I'm not always a good estimation of 6 to 8 inches. Yeah. Might be an overestimation, but it seems like a lot.
Well, it's sloppy, it's wet, so be careful out there, folks.
There's a joke there somewhere. I'm going to leave that one. I'm going to leave that
man,
one.
I wasn't even going there, man. I was just literally saying, man, it, you know, because that heavy snow, like you said, it affects you a little bit more than that white fluffy stuff. So you, just be careful.
You know, I barely have an internal filter, Dom.
I know,
when you dangle a punchline into making like that for me, oh, damn.
Oh, it's so hard for you not to take the bait.
Let's talk about some of the political headlines of the day, Dom. I got a few to throw at you. Joe Biden back on the road again today. A little warmer.
Yeah,
came yesterday.
Miles on. Yeah.
Biden came yesterday. I got people on the streets walking around in shorts. Today we got 6 inches of fresh slush all on the roads. But Joe's in Florida. Joe's down south, baby. We'll bring you some sound of the president in Florida. I was trying to say the pronounce the abbreviation, I guess. In Florida, Joe, in hour two, the happier happy hour. I hope I'm happier by then. A little miserable about this weather. Also, there is a George Santos headline.
Another one? Shocking. Another day goes by, another George Santos headline. Oh, hell, we didn't even talk about him after the State of the Union. Mitt Romney lit his ass up. I mean, Mitt Romney. When Mitt Romney, you know, lights your ass up, there's something going on, man.
This guy is walking clickbait. Everything about his life screams too interesting not to read beyond the headline. So anyways, I'll give you some of that later, Dom. And your buddy, Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin.
Senior Senator from Wisconsin.
Now, Joe Biden, when the president was in my backyard yesterday, the weather a little nicer then, but Joe Biden kind of, you know, let me clear my throat, says Joe. He mentioned Rojo. And pretty soon, Dom, we're going to play for you, our fair audience. And you barely deserve this, but Rojo, full-out conspiracy theorist in a Hill hearing today. And we're going to do instant commentary because I know that's how our audience loves it, Dom, when you and I step on the sound.
So, Senator Johnson testifying at the committee of what, the weaponization of government. Senator Johnson, right? Was he under oath? I'm really curious.
I think his middle name, McCarthy.
Have you no decency, sir?
I think I've asked him a question very similar to that. And that was just for not voting to impeach Donald Trump the first time. It's gotten much, much worse, hasn't it, Rojo?
Oh, man.
But Dom, let's talk about it. A little crime in progress, a little wish GOP red on red crime. The conservative candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Tom, they're squabbling publicly.
The Republicans are in disarray.
You keep saying that, and it's accurate. Corrine Hess, in a competition for conservative voters, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly, well, Tom, he's ratcheting up the attacks on Judge Jennifer Darrow.
Uh-oh.
Ratchet him up. Now, it's funny. Never mind. In the closing...